The Tigers will take over on their own 37-yard line. First down and 10 as we get things underway at Yorktown High School. Good starting field position for the Tigers in their home opener. Sam Tokar will break the huddle and head out in the gun. Two receivers to his near side, Dougherty and Witt. None to the far. Tokar takes the snap. Hands the ball off to Webster, and he is going to be taken down for a loss of one on the play. And that is R.J. Dabney getting in the backfield and causing havoc for the Tigers here early.
Dabney absolutely blew through the left tackle there and the left guard. Split the gap, got right through to Webster.
Second down and 11 for the Tigers. Tokar in the gun. One man to the far side, two to the near. Dougherty comes across in motion. Screen pass, caught by Dougherty. Across the original line of scrimmage, decent pickup on second down. And the Tigers have a little bit of offense going here early in the first quarter. 11:18 left on the first quarter clock. And it is third down and 6 for the Tigers.
Great read there from Sam Tokar.
Coming back to the line, Tokar in the gun. He'll have one receiver out to each side, tight end stacked on the line. Tokar takes the snap. Another handoff. It is up the middle and a good run out of the backfield. And taking that is Wilson Webster. Gets it very close to the first down marker. One official is right on the marker. The other just passed. We'll see where the official spot is.
Yeah, Colin, I don't know if he got that or not.
And the officials will give it the first down. So at the 48-yard line, the Yorktown Tigers will continue their first drive, pick up the first down of the game. Tokar back in the gun. Two receivers to his left side, none out to his right. Tokar fakes the handoff, rolls to his right side, reading down the field, dumps it off short. Nice completion to Cole Perdue, and Perdue will take it across the 40 in Muncie Central Territory for another Yorktown Tiger first down.
Cole Perdue did a great job there, splitting the linebacker and the corner. Did a great job to get open and stay open.
First down from the 39 of Bearcat Territory. Tokar runs back to the huddle after getting his newest play call. Breaks the huddle and again will come out in the gun formation on the far hash. He's got one receiver wide out each side. Webster to his right in the backfield. The handoff again is to Webster. Spin move to the near side, another, and that is going to be enough for almost a first down, and looks like he will have just enough to move the chains. And this Tiger offense is moving hastily down the field towards the Bearcat defending end zone.
Absolutely great play by Webster to burst through the line there. The senior really showing his girth.
First and 10 from the 39 in Muncie Central Territory. 10 minutes left on the first quarter clock. No score thus far. Tokar in the gun. A receiver out to each side. Brings Perdue from left to right in motion. Hand off again to Webster. And he will fall forward after taking a nice hit from the defense. That was Eccles for the Bearcats, who laid on the initial blow. And that is going to be second down and long for the Tigers.
Eccles, a great track there, coming in from the outside position, really watching that tight end just to come in and make that tackle.
Second down and 8 for Yorktown. Tokar again in the gun. This time you will have two receivers to the near side of the field, two out to the far. Brings Webster to the near side in the backfield. Tokar back to pass. Looks to the near side, and it's complete. Nice quick pass to Ephraim Dougherty. Another big name we'll hear a lot of this year, the senior wide receiver. And that is enough for another Yorktown first down, now in the red zone in Muncie Central Territory. Another minute ticked by, 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score, but Yorktown knocking on the door quickly in the early goings of this contest.
Colin, nice right there by Dougherty. Found really the gap between the linebacker and the safety.
First down and 10. Tokar in the gun. Moves Webster out to the far side. Screen caught by Webster. spin move to the middle of the field, and he is across the 15 down to what looks like the 13. It'll be second down and six-ish for the Tigers. 8.5 minutes left on the first quarter clock.
Six-ish, Colin? Can you tell me how many yards-ish is?
Ish is relative. Depends on who you ask, but we're in that range. Second down and five, so give or take a yard. We'll go with that's what ish means. Toker comes back to the line in the gun. He'll have three receivers stacked to the far side. Brings Purdue across. Handoff again to Webster, who's gotten his name called in abundance on this first drive. He'll be very close to the first down. Third down and about three for Yorktown. Under 8 minutes to go in the first.
Great defensive pressure there from the Bearcats between Dabney, Metcalf, and White, the senior defensive line for the Bearcats. Great pressure to push through the line and get right to Webster.
Third down and three. Toker breaks the huddle, comes back out. Two receivers to his near side, one to his far. Two to his far. Dougherty comes across. It's a pitch. Dougherty trying to find the edge. Goes into the backfield, and he is going to lose some yardage after slipping up, coming in and making the final stop. Kamarion Hickey for the Bearcats leads to fourth and long. And you're kind of in that tough position where do you go ahead and turn to your place kicker, Julian McKay, who hit a long of 58 last week against Anderson, or do you go ahead and try to go for it and go for the first down on fourth and seven with almost 7 minutes remaining in the first?
You know what, Colin? That's how I play med, and I play it risky. Here we go.
Tokar will go ahead and go for it. Two to the near side, one to the far out of the gun. Back to pass. Toker looking. Goes to the far side, and it is caught in the end zone, and that first touchdown goes to number 85 for the Tigers. It's Julian McKay who came across to score six for Yorktown.